Hello once again. Welcome to In My Shoes. We are on season 3. Today is Thursday, the 6th of May. Welcome back to the only inspirational podcast there is. I'm glad y'all stuck around through the last 2 seasons. We're back. Don't forget to check out the Instagram In My Shoes 7422 to see the faces of our guests. Tonight we have a young man who has the power to change the world. Thaddeus Jardine, welcome to the show.
Yeah, man, five
chests of
thanks, I'm here with you tonight, man. It's a pleasure, man.
How are you?
I'm good. Life, I mean, everybody know life's been tricky these past few months. But we are here, we are holding on, and we're thankful for life.
Now, I want to find out how did this passion for all you do, where does it stem from? Where does your passion stem from? How did it start?
Where does my passion come from?
Yes, your passion for what you do. Inspirations for all you do.
Inspiration?
Yes.
Life, you just see things around you. You experience things. You want to share those things. All 3 things you've been sharing it. And then play forward. Just knowing that you're better in the lives of people in some form of fashion, some way. That's in itself. That's true. What is that? That's the solution. That is not again. Did you say you would take a dollar if you invest a dollar and make $2? You want to do that again because they give you profit. So, the profit of people of that talent. That in itself is the solution.
Okay, and Have you ever encountered any challenges. I'm talking about, I remember when I used to do my poems in Trinity. There would be persons who would come to me after my performance, and they would basically buff me for their misinterpretation of what I said. Have never encountered people like that. People who would judge you from...
Yeah, of course, you're going to get judgment on people everywhere you go. Talking about prison from one form or the other, everyone grew up with bias. And the bias of the other person, it casts the way they think on life. That has fell upon me many times, from having a raft, from me living in the ghetto, from me being outspoken. People try to sleep up blankets of negativity over me. Without trying to understand where I'm coming from. With no form of proper thought or discernment in their thinking.
The many different poetry slams you've taken part in. One when you're experiences.
I only hosted the slam, just to be clear. And I performed next year, so it's good. Yeah. Introducing some of the greatest poets with the Trinidad and Tobago. Yeah, maybe that's Trinidad and Tobago. They are non-nationals that participated in Islam.
Right.
Those from Guyana, those from the U.S.
Yes.
So it was a pleasure doing that and rubbing shoulders. This is all pre-COVID, of course. Rubbing shoulders with these great minds.
Okay.
Islam has been an amazing one.
Okay. Sadly, we only have a minute left for this segment. Why don't you tell our audience the reason behind your stage name? Sadly, boom.
So one day, when I was actually doing construction.
Yeah.
Doing roofing and gypsum. My name is Sadly, so people were trying out with the short in my name or couldn't remember initials and stuff like that. So I just grew up with the name Sadly. And from the construction, the postman somewhere, of course,
Okay. Well, this is the end of the segment, and when we come back, you'll talk to us about how some of the social issues play a part in your life. This is In My Shoes. We'll be right back.
This podcast is brought to you by the amazing people at Anchor. Anchor is a free app where you can not only listen to your favorite podcasters, but you can become one yourself. Anchor will also distribute your podcast among all other platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn. Download the Anchor app today.
Hey, thanks for staying with us here on In My Shoes. We're here with Third Mr. Jardine. And now I want to ask you a question. Mr. Jardine, tell the audience what social issue impacts you the most.
I do that very, very regularly. I go to secondary schools and I talk to them about bettering themselves, self-esteem, emotional stability, all different things. Even crime, because I live in what they call a hot spot. All these things, you know, so.
Yes.
But these are some of the social issues that affect me. Racism and discrimination is the next one. We kind of touched on it earlier when we were talking about people being judgmental, but yeah. So, that's that there.
So, and you've answered two questions. And one, so let me dive a little deeper into this. What is the more, how do you react when these quote-unquote stigmas of is presented to you?
What is
your response to when a social issue is directed at you? Forget it.
What is my response to a social issue directed at me?
Yes. Like, when you are the victim, of any discrimination of any kind. How do you react?
When he comes at me, I evaluate, I dissect, and I deal with it accordingly. Evaluate, dissect, break it down, and if it's the matter,
okay. Have you ever worked with any of the topics you presented to the audience, like Rastafarianism or racialism, the stigma of coming from the ghetto, have you worked with any of these topics?
Yeah, I do work it regularly. I'm part of something called the Boys to Men program. And it's a wellness mentorship program. We work with young men from as young as 10. Before the COVID, every Monday, beginning within the first semester, the first term, within the second term.
Yes.
The program. Every Monday, I go to Belmont Secondary, and I talk to the young men. Help them to create decisions for themselves and understand life a bit better. So,
okay, so you've answered my other two questions in this question. So that was great, and that was also the end of the segment. We'll see you all next time. Watching. We'll see you all after the break. With segment 3.
Do you need a bit of inspiration? Well, you've come to the right place. Because you see, In My Shoes is a place where we discuss the goals, accomplishments, and struggles faced by ordinary people just like you. So let's take a walk together.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for staying with us here on In My Shoes. Thaddeus, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, man. What I want to know now is, besides spoken word, What else do you do?
Stand-up comedy, who's not that? Consultation? Well, public speaking, you know, kind of thing, what you're supposed to get.
And how will you introduce to this? To everything, stand up comedy, hosting events, poetry.
Well, everything that I said in Canada, some stats and spoken words for the USC Corona Critical Health Movement.
Yeah.
Right, that was that we had our first ever slump. You were actually there, Chester. You had our first ever slump in New Berlin there. Just a handful of us. So I
yes.
So that's the fact that my most interesting thing that this every act was Kuna. Since that you are hosting thing and that propelled my hosting career.
Yes.
That started and pushed it further. And some got greater and bigger. I improved, was able to get other jobs, other gigs from doing the hosting of events. My wife Janet McCullin used to say, my daddy, you should do stand up comedy, you should do stand up comedy.
Okay, how was that for you?
I performed just last night called Make Me Laugh on Trending. You have to go check that out. Cool stuff.
How was your performance?
I got a lot of really good feedback.
Nice, man. Nice, nice. Well, me at in my shoes did a bit of an investigation. And we found out you also hosted an event on WESN Content Capital. First, tell us, what does WESN stand for?
I have no idea what WESN stands for. It's a TV station. I don't know what it stands for. I don't know. All I know is that I just performed for them. That was actually when that was last month.
Okay.
Last month. So, it's a new local online cable network, television network. WESN Content Capital.
Yes, sir.
That show was a talk show, the other stuff like that. So, yeah. I know that much, but what does WES stand for? We Entertainment Station Network.
Okay. And how was your experience hosting on an international platform?
What international platform I hosted on?
The internet.
Ah, I mean, I don't know how far the national coach Islam has reached.
Yes.
But is that you're referring to? How is that great?
Yes. I would imagine that one way some of your preparations for going to host this show.
Could you
speak a bit louder, please?
You asked for some preparation to host it in a show.
Yes.
Well, I get my hair done and my beard.
Wow. Daddy, yes, well, vibes, boy. For fuck. Yes, and me also found out you have a gaming channel on YouTube.
Yeah, I have a gaming channel on Facebook called Boom for Aki. Part of me, I like to play your game and just enjoy that type of entertainment.
Okay, well, we've come to the end of this and my shoes episode for season 3. The first episode for season 3. Don't forget to head over to the Instagram page and my shoes 7422 and Thaddeus. Do you have any last words you'd like to leave with our audience tonight?
Everybody, big up on yourself. Shout out, bless up. Thanks for being here. Thank you for being here. This was a pleasure. Life is wonderful. Something so. Enjoy it.
And it's love is lovely and life is wonderful. Back up, everybody. Good night.